Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of the Tech Ed Countdown Show. We are getting close, man. It is T-minus 10 weeks.
We have convergence.
What?
It's T-minus 10 weeks, and yes, it's the 10th episode! Wow! Craziness. Mind blown.
Absolutely.
And this is one of my favorite shows that we do.
Well,
one of my favorite ones.
Hang on.
What?
We need to tell the people at home when Tech Ed North America
is. Tech Ed North America, in case you've been asleep under a rock for the last 10 episodes, is May 12th through the 15th in Houston, Texas, right?
Yes,
Houston, Texas. Just making sure it was in Houston, Kuala Lumpur or something.
That's not in North America.
You never know. They might have a province called Houston in there. Who knows?
Okay.
But 12th to the 15th in Houston, and it's going to be amazing. If you haven't registered yet, go out and register, because we're going to be showing you some stuff today that is amazing.
Awesome.
Amazing.
Awesome. Awesome. The first segment of the show, let's do what we've been doing the last couple of weeks. Let's jump over to the forums.
For a question that someone actually had coming up here, which was, hey.
Hey, Rick and Joey.
Look at that. Someone actually wrote us in the forums like we asked them to do.
Absolutely.
Amazing.
Gotta love Corp Reach there, who asks, several of my coworkers have been past MMS attendees now that MMS has rolled into Tech Ed. They feel that the MMS content may be diluted and overshadowed by the rest of Tech Ed. Since they haven't seen content signups yet, can you reassure us that there will be plenty of MMS and System Center content? Mm-hmm. And our answer to you is absolutely. In fact, starting today,
yes,
you have access to the session content, as well as, if you're already registered, Schedule Builder. But let's first talk about if you're not registered.
Right.
Make sure you go to msteched.com. If you're concerned about that Tech Ed content before you register, we have now released the content sessions for you to watch at home, or for you to check, take a look at home.
So the content page prior to this used to just have some basic ideas of the major building blocks, and that's it, like a paragraph a piece. Now we have a preliminary data in there that actually shows you the scheduled sessions that are available.
Yes.
You don't see what time slots they're in and stuff like that, but you will get everything else as far as information is concerned, because that's later after you've registered. You get to see some additional things like that.
Correct.
But this is more than enough information to be able to say, oh, that session's awesome. Oh, that session's awesome. Oh, that session's awesome. And honestly, this is something that we've known for a while, because we're involved in part of the selection. We're one cog in the wheel involved in the selection process as well.
And we've made a valiant effort,
a really big effort to make sure
that the content that we have there addresses the needs of our entire audience. So we've been intimately involved in the session selection and some of those things. And super important that we make sure that we address both the MMS audience's needs as well as Tech Ed, find that perfect balance. Yep. And now with the release of the session tool, you can actually see before you register. So this is just a caveat.
Because we're shooting this before the tool's actually live, we're using some preliminary data just to be able to populate it and show you the basic workings of how it works.
Okay.
So I will caveat that by, first of all, just saying that. However, obviously you can go through and say, here's the Tech Ed content catalog, want to go off and take a look at something. I know, for instance, I like to look at config man stuff. There's another easy little simple thing to be able to filter on. Come here, choose the session content catalog under content, and then try out something like, I don't know, config as an example, and
sure,
say search. Comes back here, and there is a bunch of sessions that happen to have something to do with config.
What if I wanted to narrow it down to a specific piece of technology versus like a broad search term like a keyword?
Well, instead of going that route, I'm going to take that guy out. I can go off here and choose by topic. Now, topic is rather interesting, because it's not just technologies and products. It's also different themes. Like, for instance, bring your own device as an example.
So yep. Here hybrid is, cloud, you know, DevOps.
Bring your own device as an example. There's one session in this sample data. There's obviously more stuff than just that right now. If I want to go take a look at IPv6, there's another example. Well, in this case, there is another one. So again, this is sample data,
that we can show you what the tool looks like.
I don't know how hard it was to be able to get access to this.
I'm not really quite sure that you actually truly have access, or if you borrowed somebody else's ID.
Don't say anything.
Okay, sorry.
Under security, as an example, another general broad topic. Again, there's a bunch of different sessions that are there. Now, as an example here, let's take a look at here for recalling Windows memories, useful guide to reinventing and analyzing memory content. I don't know if that's a real session or not, because it's sample data, but
I don't remember, so maybe I should go to this session so I can recall my memory.
If I click on it, I get the full paragraph abstract that all the speakers had to go off and write up about it, to give some details about their session. You also have a listing of the actual speaker itself, and this little flyout happens, specifically in this case, it happened to be towards Paula. who has spoken before. There's a write-up of her bio information that's provided from the speaker portal information. It also has other sessions that she is delivering in this case, in case you want to see some other sessions if you liked her presentation styles in the past. When more information is populated in this tool, for instance, staffing hours at different Ask the Experts type booths, they'll also appear in there for different times when that particular speaker is going to be available for taking some questions outside of sessions as well. That's a new thing that I find is rather interesting that's being added this year too.
But for basics, if you're looking to see if your content that you are super passionate about or those projects that you have and you wanted to make sure it was there prior to coming to Tech Ed, that's available for you today live. Head out to msteched.com and you can check that out.
You know, another great example is people like to go off and find Mark Rusinovich as an example. So
yeah,
sample data has one session. I know he has more because I saw a bunch more go into the tool earlier today. So that's another example. I'm going to find him. Am I in there?
No.
Rick?
Sorry.
Oh, I'm not in there.
No.
Joey?
Yeah, I'm not there either.
You know,
sample data.
Sample data. Get to talk to our manager.
Apparently there hasn't been enough payola to make sure our session gets in.
I thought you greased his palms with something.
Right. Anyway, if you have already registered.
Yes. It's a different view you're going to get.
Totally different view. And this happens to be like your favorite thing of all of TechEd.
Yes.
You do this whole.
I have a whole ritual that we don't have time to go into today.
Candles, wine.
It
makes me really uncomfortable.
So I cannot stress. Actually, hey, Bob, bring it back here for a second. Bring it back wide. Can you see this one? Actually, give me a close up. Give me a close up on this camera over here. I cannot stress how important this is. You need to come in here once you've registered and select your sessions ASAP. Why?
Why?
Allocating rooms. We need to know, is a particular session delivered by Joey Snow going to be that popular that we have to put him in a large room or the broom closet? Because I had the broom closet last year.
Yes.
So the way that we do that, now we can come back here and take a look at my screen for just a second, is obviously you can go through, same thing, get filters by keywords, by speaker, by topic, like you had before. But you also have, for instance, time slots or days, as an example. So let's just see if I go in here and I saw, you know, I always want to go soft and see Mark Rusinovich. Let's choose Mark Rusinovich as one example. I'm going to choose this particular session here, which is a Thursday, May 15th, as an example. As soon as I click on that guy there, if I scroll down this little bar on the side over here, I'll see on Thursday, there it is, added to my schedule on the side.
Fantastic.
If I want to go through here and take a look at all the speakers and then take a look at all the stuff that has to do with config, as an example, for what we did earlier, I got a whole bunch of sessions that pop up. As I pick a whole bunch of sessions that come in and I just simply add them all to my schedule, you'll see that the right-hand side of the screen continues to stay with me as I'm scrolling and my schedule starts to populate.
So what happens, Rick, if you're populating? So one of the pieces of advice that we give attendees as they go through and build their schedule is to schedule more than one session. So there's a number of reasons for this. Sessions get full. It could be that, you know, maybe you went to the session and it wasn't quite what you expected.
Mm-hmm.
It could be, I'm kind of torn between two sessions. What happens if you schedule two sessions at one time slot?
Okay, so here's an example of this one here. Say, for instance, I know on Tuesday at 8:30 in the morning, I have a CSI for Windows. So if I choose up here daytime and May 13th, and I choose time slot, the very first one, and search, I'm going to have the session that I've chosen and additional one. If I choose an additional one like this, it totally will allow me to do it and add it. But over here on the side, you now see that I have two sessions.
Yes.
The first one that I picked has a green dot next to it.
Okay.
The second one that I picked has a yellow dot. The first one is the priority in my schedule, the one I'm most likely going to go and attend.
Okay.
We use that information for choosing the proper sized rooms. After you've chosen your schedule and mixed it 17 ways from Sunday, and you've got multiple sessions, make sure you go back to your right-hand sidebar over here and then choose and verify that the proper one is selected for your primary session.
Okay.
And then leave the other ones as backups. All you do to change it is click on the little yellow button down below there, and then magically it'll turn green and the other one will turn back into a yellow. Please help us get the proper room allocation to make sure everyone gets the proper number of seats inside that room. Very simple sort of stuff.
Something new for the Schedule Builder this year is related to instructor-led labs,
yeah,
which we've talked about. It's like hands-on labs, but with an instructor there helping you through the things, being able to get that one-on-one instruction time going through these labs. In the past, if you've attended the Microsoft Management Summit, you'll note that the instructor-led labs are extremely popular, and folks want to make sure that they get registered. So, for the first time ever, and this is super important, for the first time ever, you must pre-register for an instructor-led lab. So that means you need to pick them now, and you are only able to pick one instructor-led lab per time slot, correct? One instructor-led lab per time slot.
Right, and currently you have a maximum of five.
Yes, so after you—
Five for the first round of being able to select them, just to make sure everyone has a chance to be able to get inside the instructor-led labs.
Right, so if you're interested in those instructor-led labs, make sure you add those to Schedule Builder. This is different from those of you who have attended TechEd in the past. Our MMS guys, you should be used to this. The TechEd guys, you need to be used to this. You can't just roll up to an instructor-led lab, particularly if the room is full and expect to see it. You need to make sure you do this and add it through Schedule Builder. Yeah. There's a big note right at the top of the Schedule Builder.
The instructor-led labs are reserved seating for people that have gone in and selected them. A little nuance, just in case you're interested, if you happen to have four sessions inside a particular session slot and you choose instructor-led lab, your only priority primary scheduled session that turns the little green icon will be the instructor-led lab. You will not be able to have the other ones listed there unless you remove that one. Likewise, if you happen to add five in and you're maxed out, you'll get a warning message. Just simply unselect one and add another one back in again. And to be honest, we will probably be opening these up based on capacity closer to the event. So come back and check out on the countdown show. Yep. We'll let you know when that happens. But you're going to want to come back and revisit. This is your first pass, as I like to say.
Okay.
You are going to want to go through, fill up your session, fill up other stuff, get multiples inside there, choose your primaries, help us do stuff. Do not add them into your calendar with an ICS file as of yet. Save that till closer to the event. We'll talk about that later on.
Yeah.
Because there's no room information yet. Session slots might change and that sort of stuff. So basically come back and revisit your schedule closer to the session and as things kind of change and as you hear late breaking news here in the countdown show. But it's very important. You need to go there. You need to select sessions to help us determine the proper room size. ASAP.
Yes. Do it quick. Just to clarify here, ILLs are reserved seating.
Yes.
Hands-on labs are not. Those are anytime. And then the normal sessions, it's open seating as well. So you don't have to rush. I know there were some questions in the forums and stuff about that. Other conferences people have been to, they've got to rush to make sure that they get maybe in a queue or in a line or some of those things for the most part. If you've done your work correctly and done Schedule Builder and helped us out so that we know Mark's session needs to be in a big room, or if by some chance our session needs to be in a bigger room, we can make sure that happens. Mm-hmm. So again, ILLs, reserve seating, get those in there, and then just help us out so that we can get these rooms all filled up.
So take your time with Schedule Builder. I mean, have some fun with it. Look for different types of speakers, look for different types of topics. You literally can spend hours in here just kind of browsing around. That's why I like to do this with a glass of beer or a glass of wine and candlelight, but that's just me. And then also go in and look at your time slots to find out where there's gaps and other things like that. So we'll kind of retouch on this idea of the whole schedule thing later on in the countdown show as well. But this is your first glance at being able to use the Schedule Builder right now, which is fantastic. It's now available and open. So go check out Schedule Builder. That's about it for the show, I think, isn't it?
Absolutely. As always, make sure that you have registered. That's mstechhead.com,
yes.
Houston, Texas, May 12th through the 15th. Make sure to get all the latest information. You can follow Twitter, hashtag MSTechEd, or also follow the official account, which is
@TechEd_NA.
Yes, TechEd_NA. You can follow you, @RicksterCDN.
And you can follow this guy over here, @JoeySnow as well.
Feel free to comment in the forums,
yes.
channel9.msdn.com/forums, choose TechEd North America,
or right down below
video.
Yes. If you wanted to as well. We also follow those as well for notifications in case someone makes a text comment that's down there.
Absolutely. That's it. 10
wow.
weeks to go. 10
I can't
weeks.
Believe it. Like, we can now count them all on one hand, which or one hand, on both hands now. So math is hard. I'm sorry.
We'll see you next week on the TechEd Countdown Show.